Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
NFL football jersey number 54. Who's the players that come to your mind when you think of that? Pause that for a second and then listen to this podcast. See if they come up on our top 10 list of most significant players to play in the NFL wearing that jersey 54. All coming up in a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the dunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines and birthdays of Hall of Famers.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and we're bringing you another great bonus edition of the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, our football by numbers series, and we are all the way up to jersey number 54. Great players that wore the jersey number 54, mostly linebackers and linemen, offensive linemen again. We want to talk about as many significant players as we can. We want to come up with a top 10 list of the best players to wear that jersey number 54, and we're going to go through it and try to give you some insight into these significant players that played the game in the NFL the last 101 years, and we have a lot to cover. And we'll start off where we always do. The Pro Football Hall of Fame gives us three names of players that wore jersey number 54 during their Hall of Fame careers, and that is Randy White, Brian Urlacher, and Jim Ringo. Pretty good cast of characters there to be in our Pro Football Hall of Fame. And I think we're going to end up seeing each of them make our top 10. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you who they are. Randy White wore the jersey number for 14 years. Brian Urlacher for 13 years. Jim Ringo for four seasons, but four very productive seasons. And we're going to go into each one of them with a little bit of detail. And first one we're going to talk about is Randy White. Randy White, great defensive tackle, linebacker, defense end, played just a little bit everywhere. Such a versatile player for the Dallas Cowboys. Came in 1975, played with a team through 1988's season, and he just had a tremendous career. Besides being in the Hall of Fame, he made it to 9 Pro Bowls. Can you imagine that? 9 different times in his great career, the 14-year career that he made that Pro Bowl, and that's definitely a testament how good he was. 7 times he was an All-Pro, so half of his seasons he was an All-Pro. Super Bowl champion with the Cowboys. He was the Hall of Fame's All-1980s team as well. And we're just going to read you a little bit from his birthday bio for January 15th. He was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and he went to the University of Maryland. National Football Foundation's biography says that when he arrived in Maryland, he was there to play fullback, but the coaching staff soon changed his position to defensive tackle, and many people in the know after that called him the quickest lineman in football. Randy was named as an All-American by the Associated Press in 1973 and was a unanimous selection in 1974. His other gridiron awards in college, 1974, included the Outland Awards Nation's Best Interior Lineman and the Lombardi Award for the Nation's Best Lineman or linebacker. The NFL voters selected Randy White to gain entrance to College Football Hall of Fame in 1994, and he was the second player in that 1975 draft by the Dallas Cowboys. He played 14 seasons there and was, like we said, he was an All-Pro. He was the co-MVP of Super Bowl XII in 1978. Great player, and definitely had a lot of that awards that you would expect with an outstanding player of his caliber. Wore that jersey number 54 his entire entire career with the Cowboys. Just a fantastic player, and we're glad to be able to present to you him being on our top 10 list. Next on our list, as we mentioned, Brian Urlacher, who was the Pro Football Hall of Fame middle linebacker that played for the NFL Chicago Bears. This modern monster of the Midway played college ball at the University of New Mexico and is recognized as one of the school's most outstanding athletes, as he was a consensus All-American for them and was entered into the College Football Hall of Fame in a 2017 selection class. His NFL career spanned 13 seasons. He was voted to All-Pro 8 times and won the honor of being the Defensive Player of the Year in the NFL in 2005. In 2018, in his first year of eligibility, he was voted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And what a true career he had. You know, just 8 Pro Bowls, 4 times as an All-Pro, all 2000s Hall of Fame team. He was the 2000 AP Defensive Rookie of the Year and a 2005 AP Defensive Player of the Year. Some great outstanding things. 41 and a half sacks he recorded. He registered over 1,361 tackles he was part of. 1,046 of those were solo tackles. And just 7 playoff games he was in. Just an outstanding middle linebacker. Just looked the part, built to play middle linebacker. And what a fantastic player Brian Urlacher truly was. And that's why he's in both Hall of Fames. And that is also why he is our second player on our greatest number 54s of all time. Next up is our final Hall of Famer that wore jersey number 54, and it's Jim Ringo. He was born in Orange, New Jersey, and he attended Syracuse University. And the ProFootballHallOfFame.com tells us that Jim played center for 15 seasons, 4 of those wearing a jersey number 54 for the Green Bay Packers, and during his career, he played on 3 championship teams and 10 Pro Bowls. He was an all-league selection 7 times as an undersized lineman who used his smarts as well as his speed to block the best defenses had to offer. The Pro Football Hall of Fame inducted Jim Ringo in 1981's enshrinement class, and he, like I said, twice as an NFL champion, all Hall of Fame team of the 1960s, 6 times as an All-Pro, 10 Pro Bowls, as we mentioned earlier. Just a tremendous, tremendous career. Played all those seasons. And I'm sorry, he wore the 54, not with the Green Bay Packers, but his last 4 seasons were with the Philadelphia Eagles. He wore 54. He was number 51 his entire Green Bay career, as we talked about in our number 51 edition of this series. And but still a very productive player at center from the 64 through 67 seasons with Philadelphia. Played 53 through 63 with the Green Bay Packers. Just a tremendous, tremendous player. Glad that he is in the Hall of Fame. Glad that he has also made our list of the top 10 jersey number 54 wearers. He is taking our third spot. Now, we're going to talk about players that are not yet in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. They could be some of them because there's some good ones. And we're going to have a real run on linebackers. And they wore that jersey number 54 for long periods of time. Zach Thomas wore the jersey number for 12 seasons. Played his entire career, 11 of those seasons with the Miami Dolphins. 1 final season with the Dallas Cowboys 2008. Came into the league 1996 with the Dolphins. And he was just that fantastic player. Coach Jimmy Johnson just loved him at the middle linebacker position. But he made 7 Pro Bowls and was a 5-time All-Pro, all Hall of Fame team of the 2000s team. But the 54 he wore during the Miami Dolphins years, he was number 55 with the Cowboys. Let's make that clear. So basically talking about him as a Miami Dolphin, which was the better part of his career. He had 1,107 solo tackles, folks. That is quite a bit. We're talking about some of these players that have that many in combination tackles, but Zach Thomas had a nose for the football, liked to stick it in there and tangle with some of the best backs and tight ends and quarterbacks there were, and taking on some giant linemen too during his career. There were some monsters that played during his era, but just another outstanding player. And with the credentials, he got 7 Pro Bowls, 5 times All-Pro, all Hall of Fame team. I think there's no reason that Zach Thomas of the Miami Dolphins is not our 4th on our list of top 10 greatest players. Now, our next one we'll talk about is Chuck Howley. He's another linebacker. He came in 1958 with the Chicago Bears, played there a couple seasons. Then 1961, after a knee injury in 1960, the Dallas Cowboys picked him up, and he stayed there to all the way through 1973. He wore jersey number 54 his entire career, and that has spanned 16 different seasons. And let's just talk about some of his credentials. You know, 6 Pro Bowls, 5 times as an All-Pro, 1 Super Bowl championship, 54 his whole career, 25 interceptions, and took 2 of those back to the house for touchdowns. Just another tremendous player, and I can't see him staying off our list either, especially wearing it for 16 seasons. That's almost, you know, 2 decades wearing the same number. Great career length for a linebacker. That's why he's our 5th on the spot, Chuck Halley. And, you know, a more modern player still playing the game, Bobby Wagner, playing at a very, very high level. And Bobby, of course, has played with the Seattle Seahawks his entire career so far. 2012 came in with the Hawks. 2020, he played another tremendous campaign. He's been 7 times in the Pro Bowl, 6 times as an All-Pro, won that Super Bowl championship with the Seahawks and that Legion of Boom, I guess they were called. All Hall of Fame 2010s team. These guys are just having some great credentials wearing that 54. That is definitely a great linebacker number. And Bobby Wagner wore that jersey so far for 10 seasons, going into his 11th, and he is already going to make our top 10 greatest NFL players to wear that 54, because how can you leave him off? And our next player we'll talk about is Brian Waters. And Brian's not a linebacker, so we're going away from that a little bit, but a true great player all the same. You know, he was a guard, an offensive guard, came in with the Kansas City Chiefs in the year 2000, played with them all the way to 2010, and then had a 1-year stint with New England, and in a final year in 2013, after he missed a season by not reporting, played with the Dallas Cowboys. But 11 years as a Kansas City Chief, and the one with New England were the ones he wore jersey 54. So 12 years with the 54 on his chest. And what he did with that? Well, he made 6 Pro Bowls. Twice he was an All-Pro. He was a 2009 Walter Payton Man of the Year in that year. And just a great, great player, great blocker, blocked for some great players, just Kansas City and New England just had some great running games and, you know, had some prolific offenses. And he was at the center of that, playing that guard position. And I think with that credential, you know, 6 Pro Bowls, 2 times All-Pro, how could you not leave him off the list? So we have 7 spots filled up here, and we still have some good players to talk about. And it's going to start getting real picky here, and because we have only 3 left to put on our list. All right, another great player to talk about wore that jersey number 54 for 10 seasons, and that is Chris Spielman. You know, Spielman, another great defender, linebacker, going back in our linebacker mode. 1988, came in with the Detroit Lions, stayed there all the way to 1995, then 2 final seasons, 96-97, with the Buffalo Bills, but wore 54 that entire 10-year career. And he had 10.5 sacks during his career. Was a 4-time Pro Bowl player, 1 time as an All-Pro. And his tackles, 1,363 combination tackles, 375 of those were solo. Those are some good numbers, but I don't know that he is going to be automatically on this list. We're going to put him as a standby player because he does not have the credentials that we've talked about so far. But maybe our next player will. Another linebacker, Teddy Bruschi. Linebacker that played most famously for the New England Patriots, because that's where he stayed his entire career, 96 all the way to 2008. Just had a lengthy career, 13 seasons wearing that jersey 54. Had some health concerns, some very major health concerns during his playing time, but came back from that and was able to perform at a high level. 3-time Super Bowl champion, 1 Pro Bowl he made. He was a 2005 AP Comeback Player of the Year. We talked about he had that disease. I believe it was a form of cancer that he had that he fought and recovered from and played through and did some things. But he had 30.5 sacks during his career. His tackles, just over 1,074 combination, 680 solo tackles. He's another one of those players that's sort of on the fringe of, looking in, can we put him on that list or not? Not sure right now until we talk about some more players, but we're going to put him on standby with Spielman. And then we're going to go and talk about Ed Flanagan, who wore a jersey number for quite some time, 12 seasons. He came in with the Detroit Lions in 1965, stayed there all the way to 1974, and then the San Diego Chargers picked him up as their center, 1975-76. So Ed was a center his entire career, 54 that all 12 of those years. And just a great career. Four Pro Bowls he made, blocked for some very prolific backs Detroit Lions had, especially in the San Diego Chargers. Just a real heady player, very solid player, very consistent, and played a lot of games. Only missed in his first 11 seasons, one game he missed. I'm sorry, he didn't miss any games his first 11 seasons. His only time he missed was his final season where he missed a start for the Chargers. But gosh, you get a little long in the tooth there. You're something bound to get a tire flat or something somewhere. And but very consistent player. Not sure that he's going to make it in here, but a very consistent and great center for the Detroit Lions, the San Diego Chargers. And Lavonte David is another one we're going to talk about. He's an outside linebacker. He came in with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2012, played all the way last year, 2020, and of course he won that Super Bowl championship with Tom Brady coming in this past Super Bowl. Made it to one Pro Bowl, one time as an All-Pro, and so far he's got 24 sacks during his career. He's got 806 solo tackles, 1,125 combination tackles, he's also scored two touchdowns off of interceptions, and he's had 12 interceptions at the linebacker position too, the outside linebacker. So, pretty solid numbers there, and he's still going. We don't know where he's going to grow into from here, but he's going to be one we'll keep an eye on at the end also. Next up is Greg Bingham, another fine linebacker. Wore that jersey 54 for 12 seasons. Played a middle linebacker for the Houston Oilers, 1973 all the way to 1984. So brilliant 12-year career with those Oilers. 21 interceptions. Did not make any Pro Bowls or All Pros that I see of. But he's still a very solid player. And, we don't have his tackle numbers because they did not keep track of it back in the era that he played in. But, very good player all the same. Bob Johnson also wore that jersey number for 12 seasons, 54. He was another center. He played in 1968 with the Cincinnati Bengals, their inaugural year, and played with them all the way through 1979. Paul Brown brought him in right in that first year and coached him up for a few years. He made one Pro Bowl during his career. Like we said, not a lot of stats, but a very solid player in Bob Johnson. Another 12-year player that wore 54 for those 12 seasons is a four-time Pro Bowler, one-time All-Pro, Jeremiah Trotter, linebacker position, most famously of the Philadelphia Eagles, Washington Redskins. First 4 years with Philadelphia, 98 through 2001, then spent a couple years with the Redskins, 2002-2003, and went back to Philly, 2004 to 2006, spent a year with Tampa Bay, and then back with the Eagles again. So three times he was back and forth into that Eagles lineup. And what a tremendous player. 12 and a half sacks during his career. Like we said, four Pro Bowls, one time as an All-Pro. He had 914 combination tackles, 723 of those were solo. And another outstanding player that, he might be have a look at our list here. So we're going to put him on our standby as well because he's another good one. And Larry McCarron is another player that wore the jersey number for 12 seasons. He was a Green Bay Packer from 1973 all the way to 1984 at the center position, another center. Twice he was an All-Pro, and he was nicknamed The Rock. That tells you what a good, solid blocker he is when you have a name like The Rock. Another great player. Not sure that he will make our list because not a lot of stats to back things up, but we do know he was a two-time All-Pro. And let's look at a more modern player, a guy that took last year off, but I believe is coming back for the 2021 season, Dante Hightower, the great middle linebacker of the New England Patriots. Came in 2012, played all the way through 2019 so far. Like we said, sat out during COVID, had some fears and some family health issues, did not want to take it home to his family. Got to respect that. But he has had 314 solo tackles in his career, 505 combination tackles, three-time Super Bowl champion, twice has made it to the Pro Bowl, and this guy's not done yet. He has only been in the league for, you know, less than, was it, 8-9 years, and he's still got some great playing time left in him, and he is just a great roaming inside linebacker, can cover the tight ends, stuffs the holes on the backs coming through, and just a very solid and tremendous player in Dante Hightower, and I think we're going to put him as another standby contestant on our list. Maybe we ought to talk about a few more here. You know, Fred McNeil, another fine lineman who played, linebacker who played with the Minnesota Vikings of 1974 all the way to 1985. And he had 7 interceptions in his career. No Pro Bowls to his name, were all pros. And of course, no Super Bowl championships. But another great player there we want to talk about and make sure he is recognized. You know, Tom Banks is another one that, you probably will not make our list, but another fine player, played center and guard with the St. Louis Cardinals, 71 all the way to 1980. 4-time Pro Bowler, 1-time as an All-Pro, and more than 54 his entire career as well. And Tom DeLeon is another player we want to make sure we mention because he was another significant one. Played center for the Cincinnati Bengals in 1972-73, but wore number 50 those years, but then went with the Cleveland Browns 1974 all the way to 1984, wore 54, was their fine center for some of those great Browns teams, made 2 Pro Bowls, probably on the outside looking in also, but another significant one we want to talk about. Okay, so let's deliberate. We have 7 spots already filled up. We need 10. Randy White, Brian Urlacher, Jim Ringo, our Hall of Famers are all on our list. Zach Thomas, Chuck Howley, Bobby Wagner, Brian Waters. Those are our 7 that are in already. And I think we're going to end up putting Mr. Spielman in as our 8th. We talked about him. And Teddy Bruschi is another one. I think, even though he's went through some big-time health scares during his career, he fought his way back into them, played at a high level, won some championships with the New England Patriots, and I think we're going to put him on there. And our 10th spot is Jeremiah Trotter, who's another great outside linebacker, had a brilliant career with the Eagles, a little bit with the Washington Redskins, and I think it was Tampa Bay, but he had just another one. So there's our top 10 greatest number 54s in NFL history by the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch. If you have any complaints, comments, additions to that list of maybe things we missed, email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. We are going to have an episode later on after we get done with all these numbers to try to make any corrections. Anybody that's, and we have a few already that we'd like to make. Don't get it right every time, but we, with you, our listeners, we want to get as accurate as we can to have these greatest players of all time in NFL history that wore each jersey number. And we are glad that you're listening to us today. We hope you'll join us on pigskindispatch.com and our regular Pigskin Dispatch podcast, where we bring you daily history, every single day of the year, folks. We come up with the history of that date that you're talking about. So if it's February 17th, we'll give you all the football history from February 17th throughout the year. And there's a lot throughout the year because we talk about all of our birthdays of Hall of Famers on those days and any events or occurrences that happened in football. We try to do it at any level that we can find in any league. And you can bring those to us also at pigskindispatch@gmail.com if we miss any of those, because we want to get this right and we want to be an historic record keeper on a daily basis of football history of the American football game. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that, Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.